You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another dubious episode of Ask Drone You. I may have just said that and have no idea what even dubious really means to its full extent. So, hey,
I hope
who cares?
It's not dubious.
My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and that's really funny. And you're listening to episode 676. As always, we are very grateful that you're hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a great day, great week. I don't even know when this will air, but we hope you're having a great whatever it is. And I think we have a question that's going to apply to a lot of folks that are listening, because a lot of you folks are out there flying, capturing images, capturing video that you might want to sell someday. So hopefully it'll be helpful.
It is definitely not a dubious podcast. Ooh, now no. That I looked it up.
<That's>
Not to be relied on or suspect. Yeah, for sure the opposite of that. Anyway.
A lot of people are going to laugh at that for
like,
the wrong reasons.
In the hell?
Do not laugh at that.
Yeah, no,
that is not funny.
Laugh at it. I love it. I love it. I think this is a good question because it concerns about when you have copyright to photos and videos, where can you sell them, especially when you're flying outside of properties and then flying into them. And blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of depth to this question. So definitely going to be one worth listening to. Also, it's going to be important to understand property releases, model releases, and whatnot. So,
cool.
Hello, my name is Desi, as in Drone Diva Desi, and I met you briefly at Inner Drone. I think you guys are fantastic. I love your diverse knowledge. Thank you for all your hard work. I have a question today about copyright. I'd like to know what I can and cannot sell. I know the FAA has come along recently and made some changes as to what you can and cannot film. Maybe if you could touch briefly on that. One podcast you had talked about, if I take off outside a national park, I can still fly. Is that still true? How has that changed? And then also, what about if it's not necessarily national? What if it's more, I have footage of a beautiful barn or something rustic out in the country, and at the time, the people said I could film, not realizing later on the footage would be great and I'd want to sell it. Now, do I go back to them? Do I throw a contract in their face and say, hey, sign this because I want to sell your barn photo because it's fabulous? Or if I had taken off outside on a public street. So what are some of the legalities regarding that? So thank you very much. And I hope to do a fly-in with you guys because you're fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Desi.
Appreciate
the question.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure I met her at Inner Drone, and mm-hmm. she was really hesitant about coming up to us. And she was like, oh, hey. Oh, she was like Drone You, like under her breath to see if like I'd hear her or not. I heard her.
That's clever.
And I looked over and I was like, yes. And then, you know, Jason being like, okay, who's going to be stalking you now? And she's like, no, that's why I didn't say anything, because I heard you on the show about all your stalkers and whatnot. And I'm like, you know, if you just come up to me and like, hey, my name is Desi, and I love your show, and I got a question for you. That's not stalking someone. That's just being, like, nice and punctual.
That's cool. That's fun.
Point. And, yeah. Anyway, and I remember her talking about this. But really quick, I just want to answer her question directly. If she had taken off from public property, a.k.a. the road, the street, or whatnot, and flown to this barn and taking a picture of it, she can absolutely sell that online. There is no issue about that. In the Drone Pilot Field Kit, there's the photographer's rights sheet in there, and it explains this to detail. Just go to dronepilotfieldkit.com and download one, and you'll get that. But also explains reasonable rights to privacy and why it is okay to take photos from public places and whatnot. Now, if she had taken off and landed from their property, she would need permission, essentially, because, well, it's property release forms. You do have the right to the land of your property, and you can control takeoff and landing. But again, that's why Legal Flyer, the application, is really important, because you can get people to give you permission to take off and land, but they're also giving you permission to film there. So it's really important.
And what's interesting is that she mentioned that they did give her permission to film there. But apparently there's nothing in writing at this point, right? So it's a...
Doesn't exist if it's not in verbal. Writing. Sorry. That's
okay.
That's something... And like that hardcore statement that like,
yeah.
Statement, that's really from my dad. He'd be like, if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist.
So. Which isn't totally true in terms of contract law, right? But that's a whole nother question.
Well, there's if you want to really go into contract law, there's implied contracts, there's direct contracts. Anyway, that's what happens when you grow up with a lawyer.
So, but in any case, so if she got permission, and ultimately our part of our main concern here is that we do want to protect the property owner as well, and not just disregard their wishes. I mean, who knows? They might have some reason why they don't want this sold and out there publicly. We don't know what that is. So anything that
they're
she can
fearful of everything.
Whatever. I don't like. I said I don't know what the issues would be, but I think the best thing Desi could do is just try to talk to them. And I know she said she tried, but don't give up.
Well, she said she tried to do a sales pitch. So maybe instead of trying to get paid, for it, if you see value in that photo and you can think you could sell it online, just be like, hey, do you remember me? You let me fly out here and I've just taken this beautiful picture and I want to get it printed and I want to put it online. And you told me I could fly out here, but I don't have that in writing. Is there any way you could sign a property release here for me? And that way I can put it online. I just don't want to get in trouble. I know you said it was okay, but I'm just one of those people who crosses my T's and dots my I's, or dots my T's and crosses my I's, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, have that conversation like you assume they're going to agree with you.
Yes, but when you have a property permission slip and you take off and land from those areas, you have, at least in the Legal Flyer contract, you have the right to fly and film. If you take off from public property or you take off from property, you have permission. Anything that is quote unquote public, it is filmed, you do own copyright to it unless you sell the copyright off to someone or you expressly sign off on the rights to that footage. For example, when I shot for Sony Pictures, they pretty much say like, you don't own the rights to this whatsoever. Yeah. And I had to like expressly ask for permission to post the footage for a demo reel. And now that the show is out, I can post it. I think I'm going to put it in my blog.
You haven't done that yet.
No, that was shot like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, you got to get that done.
That was some of my really good stuff. Like, it takes subject tracking and proximity flights and obstacles to a whole new level. That's all I'm going to say.
And brave people who let you fly around them.
Which were some really famous actors. So I'm trying to remember.
They've seen it all.
Yeah.
What's another little drone flying around? Not over them.
Yeah, true. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. It was the dude from Pitch Perfect 2. And I can see his face right now, but I forget his name. He was in a lot of cowboy movies, especially recent ones. And his daughter's really cool. Ah, I totally forget his name. Anyway, it was the show Graves. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But then this guy who was jealous that I got the job and he didn't call the FAA, and then the show got scared to use me, and now they're using him, and now the aerials suck. So they really do. I'm not just saying that because I'm like mad. I'm really not mad. I have some of the biggest jobs I've ever had in the world right now. I'm very happy about it, but I'm happier that I get to teach people from those jobs.
Sure.
And really make an impact. It's not just all about me. And I know that sounds like, oh, how does that actually make you happy? It makes me happy to make other people happy. So
cool. So as far as, so what Desi had mentioned about the FAA making some changes, is there?
That is not true.
Yeah, not exactly. Well, I'm not exactly sure what she's referring to.
They have never told you what you can and can't film. There are restrictions on critical infrastructure, especially if you're not an American citizen and you fly critical infrastructure, you could be getting in a world of crap, like deported the next day type of crap. So if you come to the United States and you fly certain things like dams or structures that cause TFRs, so example, baseball stadiums. If you come in and you're hired by an outside firm or a non-American firm to fly certain things that cause TFRs or are labeled as critical infrastructure, you can get in a lot of trouble, like knocking on the door from lots of dudes in black suits type of trouble. And that's really important. And I say that because also recently the FAA said that you can't fly around certain monuments, mm-hmm. Statue of Liberty being one of them. So they haven't told you where you can and can't film. They've told you where you can and can't fly. Because if you were outside of those areas, like I'm pretty sure like Statue of Liberty said you can't be within like 400 feet of it, or I can't remember exactly what it was. So please don't quote me on it. And my computer died, so I can't look it up. But there was a guy who flew the Statue of Liberty the day before they made that restriction, posted it online, got fried by, I think it was the Phantom Owners page on Facebook. And, you know, this is just another reason why the drone you community is awesome. If you say like, hey, this was a day before they enacted this, I had permission, I called ATC, I did this, and look at this epic footage I got, and the response would have been very positive.
It would have been.
But this literally got roasted, like worse than a Comedy Central roast, because at least those people are laughing at each other. This was roasted to like, you burn the turkey in the fryer in the garage and burn the house down on Thanksgiving roasted. So it was bad.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It is.
A lot of those forums are like that, though.
True. And also in regards to her flying. See, there's an interesting question here because she says, if I take off and land outside of the national park and fly into it, we've already discussed that. That is completely legal. We have had multiple people even back that up because they were flying literally right on the outside of the park. Park police came up to him, even called out like the manager of the whole place. The dude showed him the document and says, look, it doesn't say anything about operating over. It says operating or taking off and landing from. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm operating over, but I'm taking off and operating from outside of the park. And I've now heard that 5 times. And I've now heard how the Drone Pilot Field Kit have saved people over and over and over again. Can't say how important it is to have that with you at all times.
Absolutely.
So, you have got to get that at dronepilotfieldkit.com. Now, she brings up an interesting question, because if you take off and land outside of the park and you operate from outside of the park and you're taking pictures inside of the park, do you have the right to sell the footage? Well, technically, yes, because you took off from a public place, so yes. But the national parks do require photography permits depending on the type of photography you're taking. So
that, we don't know the answer to that
question. I
really
don't know the answer to that question, because my assumption is, well, you took off and landed from outside in a public area and then operated from outside but flew in, got pictures.
So if you were doing some groundwork and you had your camera and you were standing and it's on a tripod and you're right outside the park, you wouldn't need a permit, right?
True.
But you could still use the pictures and sell the pictures, I would think.
True.
So perhaps that's the same for a drone.
I'm just going to assume yes, but you should talk to a lawyer. Yeah. Or if you're really afraid, maybe just get a photography permit without mentioning flying cameras, and you'll get the permit anyway.
That's true.
And then take off and land from outside.
Actually, I like that.
You know, I actually recently talked to an NPS officer who's a friend. And he was like, I cannot tell you how many drones I see at Lake Powell all the time.
Of course.
And he's like, it's just rampant. It's kind of one of those things that I've just, and he doesn't speak for NPS, but he was just saying that he's like, I just kind of ignore it now. He goes, it's not worth my time anymore. And it's just
probably
kind of,
not enough time.
Yeah,
to deal with that.
Yeah, and I see Lake Powell images all the time. But then I ask the question of, did NPS do this to themselves? Because I'm not the only one now that NPS has purchased pictures from before the NPS ban of these areas that were taken with drones and used them for parking permits. So that may or may not have been me as well. So
I wonder, though, if those permits specifically mention the type of photography that could be done at this point. As in no drone photography.
Say that again?
I said, so you had mentioned just get a camera photography permit, right? And then you could do it from outside and go fly, and now you have a permit. But I wonder if the permits specifically say no drone photography.
That's a good question.
So I don't know.
That's actually a really good question, because I know a couple people, Devin Supertramp, who...
how you doing?
I laugh because he was at the X7 release at DJI, and I'm like, if only DJI knew how many Inspires that dude has crashed into the water at Lake Powell, I doubt he'd be standing up there. But he gets permits all the time for videography and photography, and specifically doesn't mention these things.
Yeah.
And I've heard this from a friend of a friend of a friend who essentially works for him in Boardco. And they've been like, yeah, they're vague on purpose. It's a smart strategy.
It is. Yeah. I mean, you look for ways to accomplish what you need to accomplish and be as legal, you know, and be legal, right? Yeah. Which there's a line where you're crossing into illegal, so you try to go right up to that line.
There's a line, and sometimes the line bends like a string.
I suppose there's some, maybe it's not quite a line. Maybe it's white and then gray and then black.
And so it's so, like a gamut.
Something like that.
Well, because, okay, if you really want to go into detail, if you put a line on a printer on a page, that still exists, the gray to white zone. It's not actually black to white. If you take a microscope, it actually goes to levels of gray before it goes to white.
That's deep.
That is deep.
Not
detail.
Helpful at all, but no. It's deep.
On that bombshell, that is going to do it for us today. If you're not a member of the DroneU community and you like this information, but you like to be inspired and motivated and you like to be built up to continue just doing what you love and getting answers when you need it, you got to check out the DroneU community. Go to thedroneU.com. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.